Some New West residents may notice some noise as work gets underway on the Fraser River. The Vancouver-Fraser Port Authority has written to residents who may be impacted by construction of the Anisys Auto Terminal Optimization Project. Work is expected to begin October 24 and to be complete by fall 2024. Nearby residents and businesses can expect noise associated with construction activities, such as saw cutting, excavating, dumping material, asphalt removal and loading materials into trucks and rail track building, said a notice from the Port Authority. During construction, road users can also expect some traffic pattern disruptions. The Vancouver-Fraser Port Authority, in partnership with terminal operator, Wilenius Wilhelmsen Solutions, is leading the project that aims to improve the efficiency of the terminal's existing operations and increase its capacity to handle a greater volume of automobile imports in the future. Improvements being made to the terminal include expanding two existing terminal rail yards, installing electric vehicle charging stations, and replacing some terminal buildings with a new vehicle processing facility. Phase 1 of the project, which is set to begin in mid-October and last for 16 weeks, includes railworks at the terminal. Phase 2, starting in February 2023 and lasting for 30 weeks, would involve site utility relocations, demolition of the existing building and ground improvements. Beginning in September 2023, Part 2 of Phase 2 would continue for another 40 weeks, and involve building construction of the vehicle processing center. Construction and work related to the project will take place Monday to Saturday between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. No works as planned for Sundays or holidays. More information about the project can be found by subscribing to the project newsletter at portvancouver.com/AnisysAutoTerminal. According to the Port of Vancouver, the Anisys Auto Terminal and Richmond Auto Terminal handle nearly all imports of Asian-manufactured vehicles destined for the Canadian market. However, both terminals are currently operating at maximum capacity, so modifications are needed to accommodate forecasted growth in demand for auto imports. The project will allow the Port Authority to consolidate two existing port automobile terminals into one at the Anisys Auto Terminal, said the Port of Vancouver's website. The Richmond Auto Terminal will be repurposed for other port-related businesses.